Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, which is now close to 8%, taxes, etc., are you even making a profit? With food, clothing, and rent all more than doubling over the last 10 years, you need to do something different. Gambling on stocks might lose you a lot. And of course, wouldn't it be great to retire stress-free? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold just might be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth an actual dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth around $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
You know, they're trying to advance this even more with the Ukraine Trojan horse for censorship. And we are living right now on the cusp of a totalitarian technological dystopia. And this is a fight that's, you know, biblical, because we are literally dealing with powerful forces of evil embedded in this, you know, evil monetary system that they put onto the world and to the United States. And every single conflict that you see right now happening in the world is a proxy for whether they have a Rothschild central bank or not.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. That was Google whistleblower and our friend, Zach Voorhees. We talk about some extremely important issues in this interview, and Zach has been working on a very exciting project that will benefit all of you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Just because the world is in chaos doesn't mean your finances should be. Invest in cryptocurrency with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can buy and sell crypto in your crypto IRA to enjoy tax advantages or trade in cash. No need for multiple platforms. All your crypto investing needs in one platform. MyDigitalMoney.com also has US-based phone support. You can call MyDigitalMoney.com for help or any questions, and you'll get a real live human being to talk to, right here in the United States. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com. That's MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you back. And let me start today by thanking my subscribe stars and my members at SGTReport.tv first. Usually I do that at the end of the show. It needs to be done right now because you folks, thank you so much. You are keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And friends, I want to start with this from my site, thephaser.com. Stun them with truth. Well, why do we say that? Well, because Google and the powers that be do not want the truth to be told. There's a little thing happening in Ukraine. You may have heard about it. It's called a war. And the truth of what's happening there is being covered up by the powers that ought not be. In a minute, I'm going to welcome our guest, but let's watch this together first. I'll bring down the sound. Azov was shooting at us. Azov, we saw personally. I saw it. Let the world know. Azov and the right sector was killing us, plain and simple. Understand? These are Ukrainian citizens, friends. The mainstream horror media in this country does not want you to know what's going on. Azov says they will burn down the whole city, but will not give it up to the Russians. We heard from people and Ukrainian troops. They were hiding in courtyards, hiding their BTRs and tanks there. And they said, we will completely burn down the city, but we won't give it up.
Looks like the Ukrainians, the Azov battalion, is doing some scorched earth policy on their own countryside.
But the mainstream horror media in this country will not let that information get out. Now, she says they're burying people in the courtyards. It's hell. She goes on to say there's bodies of Ukrainian civilians littering the streets.
What's interesting is that Google is doing a policy change so that you can't talk about such things.
Well, that's exactly what I want to show you next. You might think it's an April Fool's joke, but it's not. It's very, very sad that the powers that ought not be are misleading the American people. in everything, at every turn. The bioweapon can't tell the truth. The war in Ukraine can't tell the truth. The Nazis of the Azov Battalion cannot tell the truth. Friends, I'm going to link this below. It's over at thephaser.com. That happens to come from our friend Max Egan's latest video. But let me show you this. This was received on April 1st at 6:40 p.m. by me, sent to me from Google Ad Manager. Due to the war in Ukraine, we will pause monetization of content that exploits, dismisses, or condones the war. Please note, we have already been enforcing on claims related to the war in Ukraine when they violated existing policies. For instance, the dangerous and derogatory content policy prohibits monetizing content that incites violence or denies tragic events. This update is meant to clarify and in some cases expand our publisher guidance as it relates to this conflict. Get this, this is the best part. This pause includes, but is not limited to, claims that imply victims are responsible for their own tragedy or similar instances of victim blaming, such as claims that Ukraine is committing genocide or deliberately attacking its own citizens. Until next time, the Google Ad Manager team, the New World Order, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates. I'm coming to you, Zach Voorhees, our guest, the Google whistleblower. That doesn't shock you at all, right? With a Google would pull that. You cannot tell the truth about what's happening in Ukraine.
Every single moral red line you can draw ahead of Google and say they're not going to cross this line. They cross it going 100 miles an hour. And this is no different. What they're trying to do is that they are trying to prepare the information landscape so that I believe that's possible that Ukraine can start committing horrible atrocities against its own citizens and that they're going to blame that on the Russians. Because what other reason would they have to have such a policy change like this that specifically says, such as claims that Ukraine is committing genocide or deliberately attacking its own citizens? That's a very highly, unusually specific terms change. Don't you agree, Sean?
Well, it was shocking to me that I even got that email because I don't get any Google monetization at all. But that was an email they sent out to everybody to put the fear of God into those that are profiting from Google AdSense to stop reporting the truth about Ukraine and what I just showed right there over at the Phaser. Stun them with truth. Okay, that's why we called it the Phaser. I thought it was a fun play on Star Trek. Zap them, stun them with truth. But not on Google, not on YouTube. And in fact, if you want to be a Russell Brand with 5.4 million subscribers, you better not show the video I just showed of Ukrainian citizens talking about the Azov Nazi battalion killing their own people.
That's right, Sean. That's right. And other atrocities that are happening, like people are being shot as they're trying to leave. The young men are being conscripted into the military to fight against the Russians, which is the reason why there's so many fleeing right now. They do not want to be part of this war. And the Chinese are saying that, hey, he who ties the bell onto the tiger must take the bell off. And the rest of the international community knows that this is a product of the United States and their meddling, that Zelensky is a puppet, that he's been funding these ultra-nationalists, the Azov Battalion, who share a lot of their ideology with the Nazi regime. And it's a big mess. And the thing is that as this kind of cluster starts evolving, they're going to have to, big tech's going to have to do all these gymnastics and manipulation in order to try to keep the people blindfolded and suckered into this, this conflict, this proxy war that's developing against Russia and against Putin.
Meanwhile, Zelensky in Ukraine has asked the Red Cross to not offer assistance to Ukrainian citizens. You can't make this stuff up, man. And it just seems to me that the face of the New World Order, I should say the faces of the New World Order, people like Joseph Biden, people like Trudeau in Canada, Macron in France, Merkel in Germany, and Zelensky in Ukraine have never been less opaque. It's completely transparent who these people are. They literally serve the New World Order. And in the case of Biden, says just that, talks about the New World Order. These people are puppets and they're anti-human. Their agendas are anti-human.
And right now, this world order is going for broke. They are going all out. You probably heard that there was a coup attempt in Kazakhstan. Today, there was a a soft coup attempt in Pakistan, and the president just dissolved Congress and they're going to hold snap elections in 90 days. Iran is striking Saudi Arabian oil refineries through their Yemenis proxy guerrillas. And the thing is that, you know, there is a lot. It seems like the whole world is now erupting into war. We're hearing all these rumors of wars, and we're really approaching the end times and tribulations when we kind of figure out, you know, what's really going on. And right now it's becoming undeniable. There is a sinister global criminal cartel that spans the world. And right now it's fighting for absolute world domination. And it looks like the other nations are starting to get wise to this. And, you know, I have to ask myself, is there an overthrow of the American globalist empire? I'm hoping that there might be. It's, you know, it's a very evil criminal cartel, does not represent the American people. We are, you know, we ourselves do not like it and wish it to be gone. And, you know, we may be looking at the final days of this globalist empire. What do you think, Sean?
Well, it does seem like there are factions within the globalist empire that are warring against each other. And you might say it's the Rothschild Rockefeller faction versus other factions. I'm not exactly sure how this will play out, but I do know the Great Awakening is real. If we go back just 10 short years ago, Zach, most of the people you see on YouTube telling the truth about these things weren't on YouTube. Of course, I've been kicked off of YouTube, but there's a lot of other great people now on YouTube. There's all sorts of new content producers on BitChute, on Rumble. And BitChute and Rumble didn't exist 10 years ago. Those platforms needed to be created for those of us that got kicked off by the Google, YouTube, New World Order censor demons.
Yeah, and the thing is that they can only play that play once, right? Because everyone was centralized on a platform like YouTube. And now that they are banning, you know, dissenters, then what's happening is that we're able to build up the competitors. People are seeing that Rumble and BitChute are censorship, relatively censorship-free alternatives to YouTube. And, you know, what we need is to be able to bring all this content back together and be able to pretend that censorship never even happened in the first place. Because yes, this cabal owns, you know, Google. Yes, they own Facebook and Instagram, but they don't own BitChute. And I doubt that they really own Rumble. And even if they do, people are savvy now. They're going to be able to see opinions across a wide range of platforms. We expect that this censorship is going to come. This is something that I've been actually preparing for the last year of my life, to present a solution to that censorship. And I think that going into the midterm elections, we're going to see a stop being put to this Biden regime. I think that there's going to be a huge electoral loss. People across the spectrum are waking up and seeing this. I'm talking to normies in San Francisco who got red-pilled, you know, in 2018 and then again in 2020 when they saw the depth of this totalitarian control, of this, you know, laughably false narrative of this naturally occurring lab leak. Well, actually, they said it was a bat, but, you know, we all know that it was a lab leak and all the censorship that took place. And now this ban hammer is coming for the common people and people that aren't even political. And it's happening over and over and over again. And people are like, wait a minute, why is this beast flexing its muscle? We didn't even know that it was a collusive force. But now it's undeniable that the big tech companies are acting as a cartel in collusion with each other in order to ban everyone that dissents. And I mean everyone. And now it's undeniable. And how did my predictions go, Sean? Like, I came out and warned everyone. And back then it was just a conspiracy theory. I remember that these major publications were saying that there was no censorship of conservatives. And now it's just coming for everyone. And no one is left unscathed from this scourge of censorship. And finally, people are waking up. But, you know, a lot of them, you know, it could be even too late. And so the question is, do we have time, Sean, to turn this ship around?
Well, I think we have time, but we don't have a lot of time. And I'm going to flesh that out in a second. But we have the impetus to do it because there is no other choice. Okay. The best way to uncloak a tyrant is to get him to act like one. And who's a better example than that? Of course, Biden's a fantastic example of that. But Trudeau wants to bring back the online censorship bill. Now, the liberals controversial internet legislation bill, C-10, is now back as C-11. The government of Canada literally seeks to censor Canadians' social media. So this guy, this puppet, this Castro agent, Trudeau Castro, is a tyrant, and he's uncloaked himself as just that. But here's the larger problem: inflation, the death of the dollar. If they can't break our will, Zach, they're going to try to starve us out in America and in Germany. German retailers to increase food prices by 20 to 50% on Monday. Wow. Germany, one of the world's biggest economies. Now, here's how scared, or here's how cornered the globalists are. Let me scroll down. This is really troubling. Given all that's going on in Ukraine, Poland says they are now open and ready to host U.S. nukes on NATO's eastern flank. Now, that won't inflame the issue in Ukraine, huh? That won't upset Putin, right? That's going to make everything better. These people are now acting like cornered dogs. And these people I'm talking about are the New World Order globalists, Klaus Schwab and the Rothschilds and NATO and the United Nations. And people are waking up, I think, hopefully, I'm praying to God, people are waking up to all of it, Zach.
Right. Like, look what just happened in Ukraine, right? They had this Zelensky puppet who invited NATO right into the country, and now it's lying in ruin as Russia's invading. And the people of Poland are now going to want to follow in those footsteps. Like, this is absolute madness. Like, when the United States had our Cuban Missile Crisis, we were fully justified in being able to blockade Cuba and prevent the transfer of nuclear weapons into their country. You know, does Russia have that same right to make sure that nukes are not on its front door? I believe that they do. And the fact is that they are a nuclear power. They've got more nukes than the United States at 6,000. And we are playing this game of chicken with this nuclear powered state that is just completely unnecessary. And it's times like these that make me wish that Trump was still in power, because look, the guy could make a deal. He literally wrote a book, The Art of the Deal, where he makes deals. And it seemed like he was able to make a deal with Putin. And it's very clear to me that this Biden regime doesn't want to extend that same favor. In fact, they're pushing and prodding Russia with everything that they've got to bring them into a militarized conflict with NATO. And what's different is that it's the Russians do not have the same nuclear policy as the United States. For the United States, it's either we're not in nuclear conflict or we are in nuclear conflict, and then it goes all out. With the Russian nuclear response is a gradual increase. So they use like low yield nuclear tactical missiles, and then they go up to full scale nuclear, you know, hydrogen bombs. And right now, Biden is really playing with fire, and it's unnecessary. And it's very clear who the evil demons are in this. It's the United States globalist empire and the puppets that control it in order to bring upon conflict so that they can, I don't know what, trigger, you know, food shortages like we're seeing right now. Like, this food shortage that we have is going to be directly caused by the loss of production of wheat in Europe's breadbasket, which is in Ukraine and also Russia. And the ripple supply shocks that we're going to see because of this unnecessary war of choice is going to directly harm the people that are most vulnerable in this society, the poor, to food shocks.
Yes. And when a people are hungry, you're going to get chaos. And that's the part that scares me the most, is that the cards, the powers that ought not be, have left to play are cards that will bring us to our knees if we allow that to happen. Now, I just want to go back and say one more thing, and I'll show this from my site, thephaser.com. It's getting so bad and so obviously tyrannical, so obviously fascist. The globalists are wearing their narratives on their sleeve to the point where guys like Jimmy Dore, a former hardcore Democrat, are waking up and covering news like this. The Jewish ADL endorses the Nazis in Ukraine.
Oh, guys, my God, you got to be kidding. Is that a real headline? Let's open that up.
100%. We'll watch it then.
And right now I want to talk about the ADL and what's happening in Ukraine. So we've told you that Ukraine has a lot of Nazis baked into their military officially. It's not, they don't try to hide it. There are groups of Nazis. The Azov Battalion is one of them. And there's lots of Nazis that are embedded in their government also. And so that's not a Putin talking point. People think, oh, Putin says that as propaganda. No, that's for real. And go look at our other videos. We've documented it. It's not a little problem. It's a big deal. And now the ADL, which is the, I always forget what ADL, Anti-Defamation League.
Anti-Defamation League,
yeah. Got it. Anti-Defamation. I always want to say American something.
It's Anti-Defamation.
That's right. Got it. So the Anti-Defamation League. So, and what it, and they are primarily there to defend people from anti-Semitism. Am I wrong? Isn't that what the ADL?
Yeah, that's their whole stick. That's what they started as. It was as kind a, of a.
And the Jewish organization, right?
Yep.
Okay. So that's why this is ultra ironic, because the ADL is defending Ukraine neo-Nazis. They, quote, don't attack Jews or Jewish institutions. So that's how corrupt the ADL can be.
Well, I'm, as a Jew, I'm relieved to hear that.
Let me pause it there, Zach. And let me just say, as I stop this screen share briefly and come back to you, when we think about the factions that are warring against each other, I kind of want to call attention to the work of Brendan O'Connell. I post a lot of his videos on my site there, thephaser.com as well. And he believes that Putin is all part of this narrative. He's playing his role. Now, I don't personally believe that, but Brendan O'Connell's a pretty smart guy. And he articulates quite often that it's the East India Trading Company, it's the House of Rothschild, it's the Windsors, it is the powers that have been in control of this planet for 200-300 years or longer that are causing all of this. And how it plays out, I'm not exactly sure, but I do hope Mike Adams is right, because he has an insider, somebody who's provided him accurate information in the past. This isn't Q stuff. Mm-hmm. Mike specifically says this isn't Q or anything like that. It's an insider who says that people within the CIA, people within the U.S. government are ready to remove Biden and the Biden crime family. Hunter is about to be indicted. Joe needs to go, as does the Clintons. And the wheels are in motion to make that happen. If that is true, it will be a great enlightenment for the world. It will be a new dawn for our country. And I pray to God it's true. But you asked, how does this play out? Who are the factions? Look, I don't know for sure, but let me just cite one example of a faction, of some infighting, of something good happening. Elon Musk tweeted on March 25th, "Free speech is essential to a functioning democracy. Do you believe Twitter rigorously adheres to this principle?" Well, 70% of those who answered the poll said no, hell no. And Elon wrote, "The consequences of this poll will be important. Please vote carefully." Well, guess what? Today it was revealed that Elon Musk has bought 9.2% of the stock in Twitter, making him the top shareholder. And now people are urging him to reinstate Trump's Twitter account, hopefully mine, and everybody else who's been wrongfully banned. So that's one glimmer of hope. Beyond that, who are the factions? I don't know. I just hope that Mike Adams is right and Brendan O'Connell is wrong. The bottom line is this. I definitely see Putin as doing a lot more for his country and caring about his nation than Biden is doing for our country.
Yeah. And I really do enjoy Brendan O'Connell's, his video series. I think he brings a lot of attention to a lot of important things. Unfortunately, his model isn't that predictive. So, I think that there are some gaps. And what I see is there's actually a lot of emigration. So people leaving Russia to Israel right now. And I know from my personal interaction with the Russian community here in San Francisco, that there was sort of a pogrom in the 90s that happened as a result of the collapse of the Soviet Union. Remember, that was an engineered collapse by the Western financial system. And a lot of these Western oligarchs, like Nikita Khodorkovsky, went in and asset stripped the country and became, just ungodly rich. And Mikhail Khodorkovsky actually went to prison for his criminal activities, embezzlement. And then, who took him? It was, the UK and a bunch of other oligarchs that got kicked out of Russia also found refuge in the UK, in the city of London, believe it or not. And so, I have, look, if the game is that good, I'm believing in it. I'm believing right now that Putin is standing up to the West. It's actually not that hard to believe that the United States is being set up to fail. All of this, subversion that they're pushing onto the communities, the racism. Children are no longer taught mathematics. They're taught, you know, incomprehensible garbage in place of mathematics with the Common Core. And all the gender ideology and all this kind of stuff makes a lot of sense if you look through the other civilizations throughout history that have fallen and corrupted. And we have to ask ourselves, is this a natural organic phenomenon, or is it being deliberately, you know, entrusted onto the United States in order to bring about its collapse? And I think that that's the latter. I think that the United States is headed for a collapse. I think that China's going to be propped up as the next world reserve currency. Jack Dorsey even posted something saying that to the effect. And so right now, I think that everyone's sort of licking their lips, the big oligarchs around the world, the OPEC, and they're looking for the collapse of the United States for the next new superpower to rise up in its place. And even if that happens, Sean, I'm actually kind of okay. I just want to make sure that the American people are able to preserve the fire of freedom and sovereignty that, you know, has been entrusted in our Constitution. We need to carry that forward. You know, just because the globalist American empire collapses doesn't mean that the nationalist American country also disintegrates. And that's something that we need to make sure that, you know, we keep that alive. And I also want to talk about sort of the good news on the free speech front with a new product that I've been able to release.
Yeah, let's do that in a second, Zach, because it's very important. I want people to support your new site and get the word out on this thing. Bookmark it. Go there every day. One of the first places I go every day is Zero Hedge, and then I go over to SGT Report and the Phaser, and I start posting there. My thanks to my contributor, Matt, who does so much of the work at SGT Report. But before we do that, I want to show people this and round out the conversation about bringing down the United States. I agree with you. That is part of the globalist plan to bring this country to its knees. It would have began under Clinton had she gotten in office instead of Trump. So we got a 4-year reprieve. But with that said, it is the Zionist element that is behind all of this. It's not all Jews are bad, as so many people like to leave in the comments. That is not the case. But there are many Jewish roots leading back to the Rothschilds, like the ADL, that do have tremendous power. And a lot of these people, Jews, or at least people parading as Jews, hijacking that story so they can never be criticized, are in high positions of power in corporations and our own government. Meanwhile, Forbes is trying to convince people that these are the richest people in the world in 2022. And at the top of the list is Elon Musk, not a Rockefeller, not a Rothschild, not a Windsor, not multi-generational international banking wealth, but Elon Musk, who started a couple of companies in this lifetime while he was alive, or Jeff Bezos, who started a .com, literally, he started an internet website, Amazon.com. And yes, that's a very successful company, but could that possibly make him the richest person on earth when these people have controlled the central banks and the money printing machines for generations? It's a joke.
It's a joke. And you know, the two entities that own pretty much every country around the world is one of two hedge funds. It's going to be BlackRock. It's going to be Vanguard. Just go ahead and look at the top stockholders of any of these tech giants. And it's these two firms. Now, what's interesting is that BlackRock is actually largely owned by Vanguard. And if you look at who owns Vanguard, the stock is secret.
Right.
So who owns that Vanguard stock? I'm going to guess it goes all the way up to the Rothschild, that this is actually a front. And what's happening, you know, while they're keeping us busy with all this, you know, subversion, is that these big hedge funds are buying up the country. And when they become the largest stockholder, they can push their agenda into the companies just because they're the owners of it. You know, they can hire and fire the CEO. And so it's these board of directors, which are being infiltrated right now by this you know, by this Rothschild front, these hedge funds, using our own money, by the way, to, you know, bring about this destruction. And this is a fight that's, you know, biblical, because we are literally dealing with powerful forces of evil, embedded in this, you know, evil monetary system that they put onto the world and to the United States. And every single conflict that you see right now happening in the world is a proxy for whether they have a Rothschild central bank or not. Pretty much Russia right now is overthrowing this Rothschild bank. Their central bank just got disconnected from the rest of the world. And look, we're pretty much in a proxy war with Russia right now. And this is what is happening. I think across the rest of the world, people are like, look, we don't want to, why are we paying all this money out to these shadow corporations, these banks? You know, we shouldn't do that. We should keep our own money. Like right now, Poland and Hungary are being, they're going to have funds denied from them. Like their own taxpayer money, which is supposed to be returned to them, is going to be withheld because they're not going along with the immigration mandates by the European Union. And, you know, everywhere that you look, it's the same Rothschild entity sitting, you know, behind the curtain, you know, pulling the strings across the world. And, you know, the details of that aren't exactly clear. Like, how much is it really Soros? How much is Soros a front? Like, what's Bill Gates' role? All we know is that they're in collusion with each other, such that the ADL will come out and defend a Nazi collaborator like George Soros and call his dissenters anti-Semitic. It's just really backwards, but it's very amazing that all these entities are finally throwing off the veil and showing the world that they're all one super entity with a bunch of fronts rather than some sort of organic network of, you know, like-minded, sensible people. It's just all collusion.
Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. You know, inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, it's close to 8%, and it won't let you keep up or make a profit. You really need a different approach. Precious metals, which, by the way, has gold nearing $2,000 an ounce again, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing your money, an IRA or 401k with Noble Gold just may be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. Find out more at noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. And it's biblical, right? It's Book of Revelation stuff. For nothing concealed shall not be made known. That's the beauty of this whole thing. And there is a war for the soul of humanity. We know that. And the roads that we can choose are either the road to nihilism and transhumanism and death, or the road to enlightenment, love, and Jesus Christ and truth. Those are the two roads. And it's very obvious which road the New World Order powers that ought not be want us to go down. And the one final thing I want to say about Zionism versus all Jews are bad is that Joe Biden is a proud Zionist. I'll play the soundbite right here.
You know, I used to say early on when I was a kid, I'd say when I was a young senator, I'd say, if I were a Jew, I'd be a Zionist. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. This is so key to the conversation, and people need to understand this. One last word. I am going to explore in more detail this idea of our fictional corporate person, the birth certificates. We were all hijacked and turned into corporations upon birth. Mickey Klon over at the Our Great Awakening YouTube channel is doing great work in this space, enlightening people, talking about these issues. Paul Peterson from the Michigan Assembly, he'll be on soon. He is a protege of Anna Von Wright's. I want to explore this in more detail because I want to opt out of this BS system, just like so many of these other people are doing, and they're breaking ground in this area. It's very, very important to understand what these people, these demons, have done to us since birth. They've enslaved us on their fictional plantation. It's the law of the sea. It's maritime law. It's not the law of the land. And we all need to learn it so we can get our roots back on the land and take back our countries. And we got to start doing that by taking back our personal sovereignty as people, as a man and a woman, as men and women, not as corporate fiction.
That's right. That's right. And this cult that's run this sort of society by sea and the rules therein has a very interesting origin. And Sarah Westhall just did a very interesting video about this Khazarian mafia hypothesis. And I was wondering if you had a chance to ever explore that and what your thoughts are on that.
The Khazarian Mafia, I think, is a great term. I've used that term in the past, too. I think my view on the Rothschilds and that whole narrative, the Balfour Declaration, the founding of the State of Israel, which was agreed upon, I think, after World War I, the UK government agreed to that plan with the Rothschilds, the Balfour Declaration. Guys, go read that. And it was a personal message sent from the UK government to Lord Rothschild, saying, A-OK, let's do it. And then they did it in what, 1954? the founding of Israel, and therefore the Rothschilds, the Zionists, can hide behind George Soros. They can hide behind the Jewish religion so that their crimes, their epic crimes going back centuries, cannot be criticized. They personally cannot be criticized because they're Jews. Therefore, you're anti-Semitic if you don't like the fact that they traffic in children and print the money out of thin air and then form the IRS to make you an indentured servant for your entire life and the life of your progeny. That's my view on the Khazarian Mafia. What do you think?
I think that there was a really interesting study that came out of Israel, actually, that confirmed with the largest genetic test that there was actually a large collection of Khazarian, blood in the mix, and that the Khazarian hypothesis was actually very, very accurate. And one of the interesting things is that the 23andMe, the genetic test, had to issue a large retraction, I think in 2018 or 17, saying that they had made a mistake and that they were very sorry for linking up the Khazarian theory with the Jewish DNA. And so the question that I have is not whether this is true or not, but why is there such a big reaction and this reoccurring theme that this is where the people came from? Like, imagine, like, think about all the problem people that we have. They're all in the same geographical area. It's not the Spanish Jews that are the problem. It's not the original Jews from the Middle East that are the problem. It's these Jews from the East European countries, Poland, Ukraine, Hungary. This special geographic area is very, very special in terms of the oligarchs that are coming out of this area. And so I think that this is something that needs to be explored. It certainly, you know, puts a lot of pieces together, and it makes too much sense for it just to be something that was just a piece of fiction made up to, you know, to deceive people. I think that there is a lot of history here, and I find that the story is very compelling, but I honestly don't know enough about it yet whether to, you know whether it's true or not. I just think that it's a very interesting thing that, you know, describes what's going on today in the current era.
Zach, you just sparked a thought. I'm really glad we're having this conversation. I'm really enjoying it. This is going to blow your mind. There's a doctor, and I can picture her right now in my head. I cannot recall her name. I featured her in a video where she was going through the data about the bioweapon, the mRNA gene therapy masquerading as a vaccine. And she cited two groups of people. Do you know what those two groups were?
Ashkenazi was one of them, right?
That's right. And the other was Amish.
The people that have the most upregulation of the ACE2 pathway, because some of this is kind of surprising, are white Caucasians from Europe, excepting Finns, not Finnish. And it's about 56% upregulated in those people, as well as in non-African blacks, 56% upregulation of the ACE2 pathway. Then it drops down to 39% in African blacks. And then it drops way down to 10% upregulation in Asians and Finnish. I mean, I thought that was kind of surprising. Who knew that the Finnish are genetically not the same as everybody else in Europe, but they have some genetic differences apparently. And then it drops down to zero. And the zero upregulation are two groups, the Amish.
The Amish. Now, my thesis is that the Amish do not participate in vaccine programs. The Amish do not participate in this evil system at all. And the Amish certainly don't send in their DNA for sampling to companies like 23andMe. Just a thought. But what's the other group?
And the zero upregulation are two groups, the Amish and the Ashkenazi Jews. There it is. I mean, I'm throwing that out. You can just, that's the fact.
Amish. Interesting. Really?
So I think when we talk bioweapons, yes, and when we talk bioweapons and this plot, this eugenicist plot to depopulate, it's very telling that the Ashkenazis are immune to damage from the bioweapon, at least according to that doctor. So I think we're on the right track here with this conversation, but I do want to pay it forward by promoting your new endeavor, and I'll do a screen share here. You've worked very, very hard on this for a very long time. Blast.video. Friends, this is the independent media flexing its muscle because the powers that ought not be in their Mockingbird mainstream horror media have no more credibility, at least with those who can think, look, there's SGT report, my latest. This is the most evil genocidal conspiracy in human history. My interview with Dr. Lieve Leet and Todd Callender. Thank God for BitChute. Can't be on YouTube telling that kind of truth. Tell us about Blast.video, Zach.
Yeah, so I realized after Joe Biden got installed that we need to have an alternative. And that right now, a lot of the independent alternative video platforms are basically trying to create the internet into a Netflix Hulu experience where they take the content creators and then they kind of silo them up across the internet. And I realized that that was a very poor experience for the user. It's very hard to search. Going through lists of bookmarks in order to find the content creator that you like is a pain. And then when you're done with the whole list, then you got to start all over again because maybe someone released another video while you were going through and looking for fresh videos elsewhere. So what I did is I just automated the entire thing. And I created a new type of social media site called an aggregator. It goes out and scans other video platforms for their videos and brings it all together under one single website where it serves it to you. It's the best place for news on the internet 24/7. It's your conservative safe space. And, you know, Sean, as the censorship ramps back in, which it will as we head into the midterms, I mean, it's going to get crazy. You know, we may find out that some of these alternative tech platforms are really hostile as they start, you know, doing a repeat of the YouTube purge. You know, we don't know whether Rumble's actually a good guy right now, and they're kind of shadowy and mysterious. I trust the BitChute founder. He seems like a pretty cool person, but, you know, I've never met them personally myself. But the thing is that the chances that they're going to get banned off of all the platforms is very low. Like, I know that Mike Adams is just going to be a shield against this censorship campaign. And so what my site does is it is a meta platform. It goes through and it, you know, it scans other platforms for your content. So as people get possibly banned off of YouTube and then Rumble, my site's going to be able to continue on where they are still featured and bring them in like nothing ever happened. And that's the beauty about Blast.video. It's designed to be an Aegis shield against censorship. And the people just absolutely love it, Sean. You know, tens of thousands of people are coming to this website. Unfortunately, I got heavily censored the day of the launch. Like within 2 hours, Facebook and Instagram put me on some sort of terrorist watch database. And the reason why I say that is because you can still post about Zach Voorhees, but only in condemnation of me and calling me a hate figure for this website. And so, and that's actually allowed past the Instagram censors, and you can post as long as you're posting hate about, you know, myself or my website. And so it's obvious that I'm over the target, and I'm tired of these shadowy oligarchs, even on the right, that are providing our social media. I want there to be a common sense alternative that works better than anything else that they're trying to do to silo us up, to ghetto us up into these technological safe spaces that they actually control. It's actually a Pied Piper operation. And so if that is true, if it turns out that these other social media websites are a Pied Piper operation, you can be rest assured that Blast.video is going to make sure and keep your favorite content creators on blast, and that this is going to be the best place for news on the internet 24/7. And if it's not, I'm going to make sure and work hard every single day to make sure that it is. Right now, I'm looking for your support. If you support freedom of speech in America, then please come to givesendgo.com/blastvideo or hit the little heart icon in the upper right-hand corner and come and support my mission to protect your freedom of speech and your freedom to be able to get great videos from the content creators that you love, like Sean of SGT Report. You'll notice that he trends on the website very well. He's featured in the independent category. You're going to see him and all the other content creators that you love without censorship. And it's not just about featuring Sean. It's also about whether something can be recommended to another person. And that's the reason why my trending algorithm works across platforms to bring you the best videos from YouTube, from BitChute, from Brighteon, from GabTV, and centralizes it all in one location. And I'm looking for you, the community, to come and help me find the content creators that I forgot or don't know about yet. Let's please bring them to my attention. Hit the Reddit icon, go to my Reddit board, post about who you want to see on blast.video. And together we're going to make the best place for news on the internet through 2024. So please support me at givesendgo.com/blastvideo. And Sean, I do have a promo video. It'll be the best 3 minutes of your life if you'd like me to show it.
Yeah, let's do that at the end. And okay. I want to do another screen share here. And I want to explain to people why I think what you're doing with blast.video is so important and effective at this point in human history. Again, this is my site, thephaser.com. What I want people to know is I hand select every single video you see on this site. So on the left-hand column, if you want to see the latest about precious metals, silver and gold, there are some good videos. Click on economy to stay up to speed on the death of the dollar, real-time information. This is stuff you're not going to find on YouTube. Google's algorithms does not allow this kind of content to be found. So if you're new to the search for real information, if you're new to the fight for truth, you're going to have a hard time finding these kinds of videos. That's why I created thephaser.com. And when I created this site, the censorship wasn't even remotely as bad as it is now. So that's the reason for this site. But what is so effective about blast.video is it's really the same thing with even more content. So I think what you're saying, Zach, is that you believe these are, now I'm no fan of Tim
Pool.
Yeah, I'm no fan of Tim Pool, by the way, but you believe that these are among the most trusted names and trusted sources in alternative news at blast.video. And they're mostly, with the exception of Tim Pool, who's completely supported by YouTube, mostly these people aren't brought up or aren't easy to find anymore because of Google's algorithms, correct?
Yeah, well,
you got a lot of Tim Pool on here, man.
Well, he just releases a lot of video. Yeah. And he does a technique where he gets his videos trending by having a lot of average videos and then like a really good video. And that tricks the algorithm into boosting his stuff up on the trending algorithm. You'll notice in the trending that there's actually a lot of Fox News are kind of doing the same thing. So it's really interesting. I'm going to have to adjust the trending algorithm to be a little bit more fair to the independent producers because, look, it's really easy to get Fox News. You don't need to come to my website to get Fox News. And the fact that it's overrepresenting them a little bit, that's going to be tweaked. And that's because I care about you, the consumer. I want to make sure that you're going to be able to get a free market of ideas that you can choose from. A lot of the people, I agree pretty much on everything that they say. Some I'm a little bit skeptical of. It's really up to you. I'm not really trying to push an ideology. I just want a free marketplace of ideas. And you, the consumer, should be able to choose what you want to listen to and what you want to believe because, you know, this is America. And that's what we grew up with. That's right. The kind of life. I'm trying to restore America to what was before all this nonsense started hitting in 2016, you know, when the wrong democratically elected president got elected to this country. Like, that's really the start of all of this. And so with blast.video, you've got everything that you need to know for, you know, the news within independent, populist, and mainstream. Also, we have a health tab. And the reason why I do the health tab is because I've made remarkable differences in my health once I started getting on keto and all these other things and eating a lot more vegetables. And I never knew why that was like a good thing. They always kind of told me that, you know, to eat your vegetables. But it wasn't until I saw the science that I've made radical changes in my life. And that's something that you as a consumer ought to know. So check it out, blast.video. Also, we have a trending news section that gets a lot of the content from, you know, Zero Hedge and SUT Report and Natural News and NTD and OAN and these organizations. I'm going to be adding more because I really want to have, like you, Sean, a one-stop shop for content. And I want to be able to take those eyeballs and give them to people that are producing that content, right? Like I want people to come and see your video here from blast.video. And that's the reason why I don't really try to capture the videos. I don't try to put an embed and then run my own ads. I pretty much forward people to the video they want to see. And then you're able to monetize on your page how you see fit. And so, you know, that's what I'm trying to create. I'm trying to create this ecosystem. And I believe that if I can remove all the friction from a user trying to get their videos, then they're going to come to me day after day because I'm going to be, you know, one of the quickest, bestest sources of information. You know, you come here, you'll get off as soon as you can to go watch the video that you're able to find on my service. And I feel that if I can get a user off my site really quickly and watching a video they want to see, then I've done my job, which is much different than these for-profit corporations out there. They're trying to lock you in to the sandbox and playpen and make sure that you stay on their ecosystem only and never leave. And that's exactly opposite, because what I'm trying to do is I'm looking out for your best interest and your freedom to view the videos that you want to view without censorship and manipulation.
Very well said. And I didn't mean to bust your balls about Tim Pool. Let me just explain. I think that there are content producers out there who have survived the purge because they're kind of wily and they won't go in certain areas. And I think there are important litmus tests for real truth tellers, people that are really trying hard to be honest with their audience and expose the deep state. And if you won't talk about World Trade Center 7 collapsing at 5:20 p.m. on 9/11 and pointing to the false flag that was that entire event, if you won't talk about the bioweapon from Pfizer and Moderna, and you won't talk about the VAERS list of more than 23,000 dead people in the United States alone as the result of taking that bioweapon, if you won't talk about Rothschild Zionism, then I guess that explains why you still get to be on YouTube with full monetization. Now, final word. I didn't know you'd been dragged through the mud so much since you launched this thing. What are they saying? What is this now about character attacks against Zach Voorhees? Of course, you're the Google whistleblower. Of course, you're a bad guy.
Right, right. So, one of the things that Ryan Hartwig, so he was the Facebook whistleblower, what he did is he put out a sarcastic tweet because he knows how the censorship algorithms work within Facebook. So he knew that I wasn't actually just censored, that I was only censored when someone talked positively about me. And in order to propagate my message, he wrote a sarcastic hit piece against me saying, I condemn Zach Voorhees. He's a hate monger, and definitely don't go to his website, blast.video. Don't go there. Don't go there now. Please do not go to blast.video. And people are like, okay, wink, wink. But he knew that it wouldn't get taken down because the one of the things lacking in the instructions that Facebook and Instagram give to the moderators is that they don't allow them to interpret sarcasm. And so, you know, calling me out as a hate monger with dripping sarcasm was a way for him to prove that he could break through the censors and make a viral post about me and the blast.video that I launched. And so, yeah, I'm on a terrorist watch list, I guess, along with all the other people like, you know, Laura Loomer, who's a domestic terrorist, according to them. And surprisingly, it's not just, you know, censoring about talking about someone. It's only censoring about talking good about that said person on the list. And this is where we're coming. And, you know, they're trying to advance this even more with the Ukraine Trojan horse for censorship. And we are living right now on the cusp of a totalitarian technological dystopia. And it's something that we need to stop. We need to stop using these awful platforms, you know, primarily. We need to start diversifying the software packages that we use so that when Google decides to go totally evil, I mean, they're pretty much totally evil already, but even worse, that people have an alternative that they can simply walk off and step onto the next thing. And hopefully if we have this, then, you know, these tech giants like Google are going to go the way of MySpace. You know, there's a lot of good things that are happening right now. These attorney generals are filing an antitrust case. They're trying to lop off the ad tech business from Google. And essentially what Google is a printing press from their ad tech business. And if this gets separated from the rest of the company, then the rest of the company will just shrivel up and die because it's the rest of the company is just taking losses to cover up the fact that they're making these massive profits as a monopoly in the ad tech space. And let me tell you, if Google falls, then this is going to usher in a new renaissance. Because Sean, if Google's not setting the agenda for what we can and cannot talk about, then we're going to have a revolution in the media space as people are able to turn away from the mainstream corrupt media, instead turn to independent people like you that have a lot better track record of calling out what's going to happen. Like, look, like as the mainstream media was gaslighting everyone, you know, about this virus, you could come to Sean, you could come to your website here, SGT Report, and get the lowdown on what's actually coming. And you know, how accurate have you been, Sean, in comparison to CNN and MSNBC? You know, way better. You told your readers way long ago that this Russian collusion hoax against Trump was just that. And that was something that, you know, MSM and CNN was just gaslighting everyone. And the people were, you know, saying, oh, it's not happening. The censorship's not happening. But now here we are, we're at, you know, this battle, it's coming to a head. And I can't wait to really, you know, set the Democrats back in the midterm elections. I truly think that the amount of hatred towards these this globalist DNC and the fact that their criminal activities is now reaching more and more of the population. Like, look, we can say that Tim Pool cucks out a little bit, but at least he's still an on-ramp towards, you know, right-wing populism, you know, and it's a journey, right? Like you can't expect people to get on the train and go from 0 to 100, you know, all in 1 year, right? It's a gradual process of unraveling and figuring out what's actually going on, you know, with America. And so getting back to blast.video, it's like, they're all there. You know, go ahead and start your journey. You know, you're there, Brendan O'Connell's there, you know, Tim Pool's there. I pretty much have a low bar for getting on blast.video. It's pretty much, if you've got a unique thumbnail and unique titles, then, and you know, a decent amount of viewership, then, you know, you're eligible to be put onto the aggregator. And so I think that this is going to really help us. I feel that this is hopefully going to be inspiring for others, that they can, you know, they can use technology to route around all the censorship. And really it's the bringing together, it's the aggregation, Sean, that defeats censorship. And that's the main technological thesis that I wanted to show with blast.video, is that the content is still all out there. We just need to cancel the censorship by aggregating it all together into one single place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a powerful idea. I think it's important. One last screen share here, just to prove that you're in good company. If this criminal government thinks you're some sort of domestic terrorist, proud Zionist Joe Biden wants the DOJ to prosecute Trump over January 6th. Zero Hedge notes, it's unclear what exactly Trump would be charged with, but the point is our government, quote unquote, our corporate government, I should say, is completely criminal, overtly, explicitly so at this point in human history. I want to thank Zach Voorhees today for his time. Zach, good job with blast.video. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thank you very much for allowing me to come on and talk about it.
Yeah, anytime. Always happy to have the Google whistleblower on. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in. I should note, too, Zach and I did an interview the other day about blast.video, and after the Zoom call, it rendered out on my computer and the file vanished. I could not find it for two. I still can't find it. It's just gone.
It was the CIA. It was the CIA.
I don't know about
right?
that, man.
Yeah.
But,
let's not go down that path. Yet.
If this one goes live, then I guess it's good. It actually stuck to my hard drive this time. Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate you, Zach. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Sean.
All right, friends, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll remind you, for real news every single day, you can go to thephaser.com. That's one of my sites. I have thelibertymill.com. That's a bit of an aggregator, just like blast.video to some extent. And of course, for real news every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. It's the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
21 million Chinese right after they turned on the 5G network in Wuhan. 21 million Chinese in Wuhan ditched their 5G subscriptions and devices. So they knew something was happening, people falling over dead in the streets.
And Sean, what your listeners need to understand is that 5G radiation damage to the body, and that's not just 5G, it's the entire spectrum has that potential. And we know that from medical studies on it that go back to 1976, when the Defense Intelligence Agency issued a report by the Department of the Army